Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
God damn it, we should have been recording this whole time.
I know. We spent our whole last episode talking about Disney, and then we haven't really talked personally, and like our catch up was fucking gold.
That was amazing.
Gold. Fucking gold.
You guys missed that incredible podcast.
Well, this is episode 289.
Yeah.
We're done. Thanks.
In an hour. Thanks. Bye. Oh, here's my little shithead. So while Shannon and I were talking, I kept on being like, I think I hear something. Are there dogs? Is there a baby? Is my cat out? Is that my cat? For a really long time. And then I finally went and got him and he was outside. And now here he is bugging me.
There he is. I see him. Yep. My dog got two dinners tonight. I think she's finally passed out in a food coma.
All he does, he won't eat dry food anymore. All he does, like, he'll scream until I give him cans. So Sid's up to like 5 or 6 cans a day. Whatever. He is 16 years old. He gets to do whatever the fuck he wants. Okay.
Okay.
He doesn't eat whole cans. He just, like, you know, wants all the different flavors. Won't eat old cans. Won't eat partial cans. Like, he
does he eat right out of the can?
No.
Okay. So how does he know it's a partial can?
Like, dump the can. No, he does eat a partial can, but like I meant, so I'll feed him a half a can because that's all he wants. But then when I try to feed him that second half later, he won't eat that. They all have to be freshly opened, but he won't eat a whole can at once. Whatever. He's elderly. I hope that when I'm in my 80s, my family just feeds me 1,000 ice creams of different flavors.
I'm giving her eyeballs, like, girl, like, leave 3 cans out. Just let them sit out all day and just rotate through them.
He won't. It has to be fresh.
It is still fresh. It's just like it's room temperature.
Nope.
That cat. Nope. I'm sorry. That cat's going to eat the second half of that fucking can for third lunch, or he's not going to eat at all.
Shannon, he's very elderly. I don't have much time left with him. He won't eat his dry food at all anymore unless I microwave it with chicken broth. So I'm sure it's because his teeth are hurting.
Yeah. All right, whatever. Your cat.
Whatever.
Your cat. Cans.
Diva.
Whatever.
It's so funny,
diva.
How Daisy used to just like, I would go over there and I would do all of her like special stuff, mashing it up with water, and then she would just spite eat the dry food. Like, fuck you.
After she did that a few times, we just started going back. She hasn't eaten cans in forever, I think, since the last time you were over. So we just started feeding her canned food, and she like hasn't gone back. So,
well, it's been some weeks, so there's a ton of content to talk about. So let's start with that.
Oh my gosh. I was pissed off about things last week too that I forgot to have you write down. So
like life events or content?
Content. Like all the shit people are deciding to be upset about.
Oh.
Pissing me off.
Yeah.
So do we just want to start there with old content?
Go.
I'm so annoyed. Like, what do you care what companies do with their properties?
Right.
Like, who gives a fuck if they take the mister off of a fucking potato? Didn't your mom say the potato heads used to be real fucking potatoes?
Yep. Yeah.
Like, you would just get the bits and pieces and then use whatever potato you had under your sink.
Yep.
So, like,
they didn't even, though. Like, that's what's so fucking ridiculous. The box still says Mr. Potato Head and Mrs. Potato Head on it at the bottom so that you know which potato head you're getting. It's just that the toy is called Potato Head now.
Right.
Like, it's not even any fucking, like, literally nothing is different. Zero things are different. I thought that they were just going to be like, you get all of the parts in one box. You can have,
right.
you can have Like, and I was like, who the fuck cares about that? That's a better deal. But of course they wouldn't do that because it is a better deal. The right. toy is called Potato Head. And then at the bottom of the box, it says Mr. Potato Head. Did you see the new box?
I thought I did, but I thought it had both Mr. and Mrs. on the box. No. I don't know. I don't want to look it up. Like, fucking get over it. And then yeah. the whole Dr. Seuss thing. It was 6 books out of 200 and they decided to pull it. And then I read somewhere else they did it last year. And for some reason, people are just catching on. Like, who cares? They were full of racist images and no one was reading them anyway.
Oh,
I really can't see.
I know you can't.
Go ahead.
Here it says Potato Head.
Uh-huh.
And then right down there, it says Mr. Potato Head.
Okay. So... And then I kept seeing me, and this is what was pissing me off. Song of the Year, banned books. And it was WAP, comparing WAP, the song WAP, to Dr. Seuss. And you
That's
need to read that tweet.
Of the week.
It's our internet thing of the week.
Well, I have others because it's been a couple weeks. But this was our internet thing of the week. Why is a song called Wet A-P, right? Like they did.
U-S-S-Y, yeah.
Yeah, not considered inappropriate, but Dr. Seuss is. She's right. We should be removing wet ass pussy from kindergarten curriculum at once.
Remove that WAP from the kindergarten curriculum.
Why is wet ass pussy the song that we're teaching the 5-year-olds? Guys, come on.
I don't argue a ton anymore, but I argued with everyone last week about that. Anyone who posted that meme, I was like, WAP is an adult song with adult content. Dr. Seuss is for children. They're not the same. And people be like, but I hear kids singing it all the time. Poor parenting. Period. Catherine's heard that song once. Yeah. It's all over TikTok.
Right.
Like, I can't shelter her from it, but I can listen to it with her and answer any questions she has about the song.
And then they're all acting all like freaked out. Like, we didn't have, don't want no short dick man.
Right.
We were fucking children.
Or to like crew. We weren't like, pop that pussy. Let me see it. Do do round. I want to rock.
I was still a child when we talk about sex.
That's the way we left a book. Like, Jesus.
When I was in, I have a distinct memory of being in a car with a bunch of female friends of mine, fourth grade, and going, let's talk about beep, baby. Let's talk about you. A whole car of 9-year-olds singing, let's talk about, and we were beeping ourselves. Because we knew we shouldn't be talking about sex.
I was 4, singing like a virgin, rolling around on my gay uncle's mantle.
I'm sure he thought that was great.
Oh, they loved it. It was like their favorite thing. Imagine Catherine dancing to like a virgin on a giant fireplace mantle.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the gays loved it.
Like, they're acting like we didn't, like they didn't have that as children.
And I'm just like, calm your fucking tits. Like, if children are singing the words to WAP, like that might be poor parenting. But like, yeah. WAP's an amazing song and it deserves to be Song of the Year. It is articulate, it is insightful, it's beautiful, it's beautifully written.
Beautiful. And macaroni in the pot.
And it's empowering women to take ownership of their own sexuality.
Yes.
It's not a man singing about smashing that pussy,
right,
and demanding that pussy.
Yeah.
And you're gonna give me that pussy and I'm gonna give you these things. No, it's a woman saying, I'm gonna get these things because I want them from you because my pussy is that amazing.
Yeah, right.
I own my pussy and your dick and you're gonna give me things.
When they ask who it is, I'm gonna spell my name.
That is an amazing tip, by the way. Like, I know that tip. I'm spelling my name in my seat. No one can see me.
Did I or did I not do that to dancing at a PenguinCon podcast?
Yes, yes.
Spell your name with your ass, and all of a sudden it looks like you can dance. All right, so I also have a Mr. Potato Head internet thing of the week, which was this one. So I'll just have to find another thing. With all the stuff Mr. Potato Head has been storing in his ass, I don't think he's the conservative icon you think he is.
Yes, that is true. What else has been banned? I literally just read about 20 minutes ago. Warner Brothers has pulled Pepe Le Pew from future
He does properties. Not respect consent.
Correct. And they're questioning Miss Piggy now. And I'm like, well, yeah, I can see that. And like, it's never been a healthy relationship between Piggy and Kermit. Mm-mm. But she did pay her dues when he left her controlling ass.
Yep.
You know, like he finally had enough of it after 40 years. But yeah, Pepe Le Pew does encourage rape culture. He just goes after that cat nonstop, ignoring her wishes. So yes, mm-hmm. I always thought that was weird as a child myself. The things we grew up on weren't the best.
No.
And we should be admitting it, and we should be moving forward.
We can do better.
We can do better, excuse me. And I also blame the companies for this nonsense too. No one would notice and no one would care if they didn't make these giant announcements about it.
Yep, just.
And so they're just fucking stirring the pot and causing more social discord through our society. And I'm pissed about that too. Mm-hmm. Like, shut up. Disney didn't announce it when they buried Song of the South.
Right. Because that was during the times of the Disney vault. And they would bring movies back every 7 years. They did it in the late 80s. And then they just didn't recycle it back out.
Didn't do it again. And they buried it deep.
And people noticed. And they noticed too late.
Right. They noticed 10 years after the fact.
Right.
When racist ass motherfuckers wanted to show that movie to their kids and couldn't find it.
Right.
I do think the reimagining of Splash Mountain is way overdue.
Yeah. Yes. Dude, Splash Mountain opened after the last time Song of the South was released onto VHS.
Oh, they should have never had it Song of the South themed then.
It was around the same, like, I mean, it was close. It was within years.
Zippity Doodah is an amazing song.
Of course it is.
And that
we can reuse it. Guess what? We can put it in something else.
Yeah, let's put it in something else. Let's put it in the next Princess and the Frog movie. Like, anyway. And I'm not calling that one out because the person of color based movie is just like a Southern movie. And I don't know. It's just what came to mind. Actually, Moana came to mind too. But like, we can do better. And we don't have to hang on to the shit we grew up on because it wasn't the best. Guess what cartoon property I hate? I hate Tom and Jerry. I've always hated Tom and Jerry.
So did I, because I'm a cat person.
Well, I just
like he was always getting shit on as bullshit.
I always thought the violence was unnecessary. And Woody Woodpecker. I never liked Woody Woodpecker either. Bugs Bunny is also questionable. Like, a lot of the things we grew up on is questionable. The point is, we can do better, and we should do better. And we should just let these other properties die out without big fanfare. Because people would never notice. Because they don't really care. People just want something to bitch about. I'm over it. Over it.
All right. So I know that like it's been released in my life, that people in my life had seen it. I just don't. Anyway, I'm looking at Wikipedia about Song of the South. Disney has never released a complete version to home video. So when Michael Eisner was in charge of the company from 84 to 2005, he said that it would not release to home video because he did not want to have a disclaimer and he didn't want to have a backlash about racism. So like Michael Eisner fucking knew since 1984. Right. He also requested that Uncle Remus not be featured in any of the parks. So when they were developing this, right? Yeah. So
because Walt's not a saint either. Walt's a racist, bigot, misogynistic, sexist, Nazi sympathizer. And that directly reflects in all of his earliest works.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. I know the songs because they did those Disney sing-alongs. I don't know if you knew those.
Yes. Yeah. No,
the Disney songs. The Disney sing-along. Now you and I can sing along with your favorite Disney songs.
So you always got to see the zippity-doo-dah like part of that movie.
And or... I knew how do you do from that also. How do you do?
Yeah. So you got to see bits and pieces of that movie, but not the whole thing. Regardless, I'm done. I should check on my Miss Piggy comment to see if anyone decided to blast me. Let's see here. Anyone? Ooh, no one blasted me. But I thoughtfully read the article and I made a thoughtful comment. But no one's calling me out. Wow. I'm shocked. Shocked, I say.
Did you watch Raya? Did you guys watch it this weekend?
Yes, we did.
So I forced Shannon to purchase the premium access for our Disney Plus to watch Raya and the Last Dragon. And
it was great. We loved it. It was really great.
I thought you guys would love it. So much martial arts stuff. And the story was delightful. I love Raya. Like, I love Raya.
Yeah.
You know, and I really love the past few Disney princesses really like confronting their traumas. Right. So, I mean, you know, Elsa's parents kept on telling her conceal, don't feel. Right. And then she had to like confront that. And Moana had to like confront like her shit. And, and then Raya like had major trust issues for good fucking reason and had to confront that too. Like it was, I love that. I mean, and too, like one of the things in Moana that I always really appreciate is how there's like a message about women helping women, right? It's subtle, but you know, like the violence caused by men, Maui, so women are the ones who have to like uplift and help other women.
What? Women have to fix all the crap men do?
Women have to fix the violence caused by men? Yes, that's what Moana is talking about, goddammit. And you cannot convince me otherwise.
I mean, this movie is basically the same too. Like, you know, the greed and disrespect of men or people in charge, you know, led to major destruction. And it took two women to come together to fix that.
Yep.
So I did love the symbolism at the end. She ended up getting a travel buddy from each part of the dragon, from each providence. And I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
So
I did too.
Yeah. And then I did love their little final statue at the end. That was really touching. Yeah.
It was really sweet. I got choked up. I cried a little.
Yeah.
It wasn't a musical. So that was not, there's not songs.
Oh yeah. You're right. It wasn't a musical. What?
But it was a martial arts movie. There was a lot of martial arts in it.
It was an Asian themed movie and all of the performers, all the actors were Asian. And because that's the first thing I did while we were watching it, I thought I heard Betty White's voice. So I went and looked and every single actor appeared to be Asian presenting. So I was really main voice thrilled about that.
Are Kelly Marie Tran from Star Wars and Awkwafina.
Yes. Yeah. Like, oh, and
that's awesome.
Sandra Oh is the Fang leader.
Yeah, there's great actresses and actors.
But so anyway. one of the was it the spine leader was ended up being the elderly lady?
Yeah.
She sounded like Betty White.
She sounded familiar to me and I had to look her up because I was like, do I know her from something?
Right.
Just because she sort of sounded like Betty White.
Yeah.
But I had that like same moment where it's like, do I know her from something?
Speaking of Awkwafina, have you seen her show on HBO?
I have not.
I started watching it because I was looking for something new. I know, shocker, Shannon watching something new. But we had just finished Doom Patrol and I wanted something light. And I was like, oh, I've heard good things about this. Let me see it. It is a little weird. I think you would like it, though. Like, I'm like, I think I need to give it one more. So I watched two episodes and I was like, oh, do I keep doing this?
So, Alan Tudyk was Tuk Tuk.
Yes. And he's the only white actor on the roster. And he played the roly-poly. Yes. Who grunted the entire time.
Right. He does a lot of, I mean, he does a ton of voice acting.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. Yeah. He's
a like, he does a acting. Lot of animal sounds and things. Like, if you start looking up what he's done, he does a lot of those kinds of just like.
His roster is long and distinguished. So, yes. Yeah. Speaking of Alan Tudyk, he was in the show Doom Patrol, which we finished the second season of. Yeah, we didn't see him in second season, but he was in the first season. It was good.
That he laughed at me and Javi, right?
Yes.
At MegaCon, we walked by Alan Tudyk's. And he didn't have people because he'd just gotten there. So I'm wearing, he's, you know, Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, and I'm a Ghostbuster. And he just straight up was like, bah!
Yeah. Oh, I love it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That was good. It was good. Doom Patrol is still dense. You feel like you've lived a year by the end of the episode, and it takes some crazy turns. So it was renewed for a third season, but COVID happened, so they weren't able to film it this last year. So I believe they're working on it now. So as a reminder, that has Brandon Fraser in it, my boyfriend from White Collar, and Magic Mike. One of the actresses from Orange is the New Black, one of the Latina actresses, James Bond from 1992. everyone's screaming the real actors and actresses' names at me right now. Timothy Dalton. So yeah, it's good. It's dense, but it's interesting. So Scott and I finished that, and now we're on the hunt for our next couple watch. We like to try to watch at least one show together. So
I watched Moxie over the weekend too.
Oh yeah, that was so cute. You said it was cute. Good. Yeah, it's on my list. I saw the trailer and put it on my list. So like before it was released,
it made me want to make a zine and listen to Bikini Kill for sure.
Shit, what was I just gonna say?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's all right.
I got distracted with you naming all the actors.
Oh, I continue to watch my horse show. I'm on season 9 out of 13. So I continue to have a love-hate relationship with the show. And I have boiled it down to like the sister's a controlling bee, the dad's a dick bag. And the only people worth the other sister's like so naive. I just want to slap her. And then like the only people worth the damn are the grandfather and the two characters who come out of the foster system. So I posted on Facebook the other day. I was like, anyone watch Heartland? I have feelings I need to discuss. luckily, Scott's sister, who's our age, loves horses. So yes, she's seen the horse show. And so I started texting her and she was like, you are correct. Your assessment is correct. I was like, okay, good. I'm glad I'm not like, think I'm making myself think I'm crazy. Like this is really what I'm observing, right?
So I also have been just plugging my way through Lucifer and like not fully paying attention to it. Like same kind of thing.
I love him.
Yeah, he's sexy.
I feel like you need to pay attention to that show though.
And do I? They solve, it's like Bones. Like they solve the crime over and over and over again. He's sexy. I can look up and look at his beautiful face. They solve the crime.
There's a horse with issues. There's family drama. They fix the horse.
Like... right.
Legit every episode. So Scott is enjoying it better than Schitt's Creek for the 15th time.
He's just happy to have something else to watch.
Yeah. So, but it's still like it's so comforting because there's a formula to it.
Yeah.
And it's predictable. It's not like something I have to necessarily concentrate on.
Yeah.
So.
Holy fucking fuck. WandaVision was fucking amazing.
That it was good. Yes. I am so glad. Spoilers.
You guys, if you haven't finished WandaVision, if you plan on watching WandaVision, skip forward now. All right, go.
I'm so glad that they didn't show the boys disappearing because I would not have been able to handle that.
Oh my God, I would have sobbed.
Yeah.
It would have fucking destroyed me.
Yeah. So, but it was good. I loved it. Your microphone is pretty good. I can't hear you, even though you muted yourself that last time.
I'm having some like post-nasal drip issues and I have to keep clearing my throat. I don't know what's allergies, spring, something's up.
Hopefully just allergies. I'm sure it's allergies.
It's not COVID. That would be fucking stupid because I just got my first shot on Friday.
Ginger and Steve got their first shot today. So
I saw that. Do they qualify because of working with the public?
I think so, maybe. Her parents are at risk too. So yeah. At this point, I don't care. Like,
I don't give a fuck either. I'm just a nosy ass.
Get them if you can get them.
Right. It's not for anybody to tell you what their reason is that they get stuff. Like, that's me being like, tell me your medical history. That's very rude.
Right.
Sorry. So I had the drama of dramas on my way there. I don't even think I told you this. So,
you had to drive to Battle Creek an hour and a half away from you.
Yeah, an hour and 10 minutes away from me. And my contact was so itchy that I pulled over like really close to Battle Creek, like Marshall. I was like right outside Marshall. And I took it out of my eye and it ripped in half.
Oh no, you are just having bad luck with these contacts, man.
I don't know what's going on with them lately.
I wonder if the batch is bad.
Maybe that sounds like reasonable because it's the other eye than it was when we were at Disney World.
Yeah,
like it's just so I had a mask and I put it across my face so that it made an eye patch. Shannon, I can't fucking see. How the fuck am I gonna drive on the highway with only one working eye?
Like, so you eye patched yourself so you could drive?
Yes, because I'm at a rest stop in Marshall and my vaccine appointment is in 35 minutes.
Did you go to your vaccine looking like the Dread Pirate Roberts?
So I go in there. no, I just
one-eyed Willie.
I just walked in like not being able to see well, but there's no fucking way I could drive with one eye being able to see and one eye not. Like that, that's not possible. It felt really fucking dangerous because like I had no peripheral vision on my right side. Like none of it felt good. So I go in there and I'm like 25 minutes early for my appointment. And she says to me like, oh, I'm going to have to do you after lunch. Like because I was like, oh, my appointment's at 2:00 and there's still people waiting there. And she was like, lunch was supposed to be 1:30 to 2:00. And so I'm going to have to wait until after lunch. And I was like, cool. And I start crying and I'm like, do you know any, like optometry places near here? Like I'm having an emergency right now. And she's like, oh, sweetie, I'm from Kalamazoo. I have no idea. And, like I'm sitting here like racking my brains being like, I don't feel safe to drive home. I don't have fucking anybody to bail me out. Who the fuck's going to drive to my house, get a contact out of the drawer in my bathroom, and then drive me a fucking contact in Battle Creek? Like, what the fuck am I going to do? So I just Google like optometrist near me. And the closest one is 1.3 miles away from this Walgreens. And so I call them and I'm like hysterical because I'm sitting here being like, how the fuck am I getting home?
Right.
And, I'm like, okay, well, give me a minute. This is taking a bit. I don't know what's going on. I was like, let me log into Zenni Optical because that's where I know. Because who has their prescription memorized? I sure as fuck don't.
No, no one does. No.
So I log into Zenni and I give her my right eye. And I'm like, do you have a sample close to my close to my prescription so that I can drive home safe. And she's like, hang on, let me check. And she comes back in like 2 minutes and is like, I've got great news for you. I've got your exact prescription.
Yay.
So I drive the 1.3 miles through Battle Creek and go up there. And like, I just was like, what can I do to thank you? And she was like, it's whatever. It's fine. And I was like, honestly, like I seriously cannot thank you guys enough. So like I went into their bathroom, I put in the contact, the trial and got my shot and everything was good. And I had the biggest adrenaline dump because I had been freaking not only did I get my shot and like that was enough, but like I was freaking the fuck out about what the fuck am I going to do? I can't fucking see.
Right. Right.
So that was a lot, but I had this thing too. So I had been talking to Will that day about Elizabeth because she reached back out to him. I know. Well, but when I was talking to him, I was like, this whole thing like fucked me up so bad because of the pandemic, because like I had a friend who I felt safe hanging out with for a while and like I felt better and then I didn't. And then as I was talking to him, I go, and I can't say the sentence out loud without crying. I was like, but in 6 weeks, I get my friends back.
There we go.
You back. And I get Danielle.
Yay.
Lindsay. I'm like, fuck yes. So as I'm talking to him about like why the whole like situation with Elizabeth like really messed with me so bad, I was like, oh my God. And then I did the math because I'm a math person. So that is a 11.7% increase on what I've already done. So 6 weeks on top of 51 weeks. It's 11.7% increase. Like that's almost nothing. 10% increase. That's whatever.
What's the 10% increase
of like time without people?
Oh,
like time that like pandemic time.
Oh, okay.
So I also decided to start learning tarot because I'm into my witchcraft. Okay. And tarot is something that I don't really know anything about, but like, I also am a total fucking like fire hazard of a witch where I'm like, I'm going to burn some candles. I'm going to burn some like 5 candles and I'm also going to burn incense. And then I'm also going to like set this intention on fire.
Set my house on fire, even though I'm doing this all on the fireplace mantle that's stone and I shouldn't be setting anything on fire, but chances are I'm going to burn the house down and then my parents are going to kill me.
Yeah. Are you in my brain? Literally. All of that is accurate. I almost caught my altar cloth on fire by dropping something. I'm not like I freaked out about that one for sure. So, you know, like I'm not really like a tarot divination witch. I'm definitely like set shit on fire witch. So I was like, but you know, there are like benefits that can be had from like incorporating this. I'm not going to burn my tarot cards. Okay. Just being very clear. So I started tarot and I pull a daily card and, you know, like reflect on what it means for myself in my day. So here are a couple of recent cards. So I had the Queen of Cups reversed. When the reversed Queen of Cups shows up in a tarot reading, you need to draw your attention inwards and focus on your emotional well-being. You're great at taking care of others, but now it's time to take care of you. Okay, so fucking rude. Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, and I told
you
that I've been dreaming about it all the time. Like, I think I'm doing fine in the day. I'm like, I'm moving forward with my life. And then at night, my brain just reminds me how upset I've been about the whole thing. Like, fuck you, brain. So 9 of Swords comes up yesterday. Nine of Swords suggests that dark thoughts and disturbing feelings are weighing you down and keeping you up at night. You are worrying excessively about a situation and your negative thoughts are getting the better of you, leaving you stressed and anxious. So rude.
Rude.
And then today I got the world reversed. The reversed world card suggests that you are seeking closure on a personal issue. Perhaps you are still emotionally attached to a past relationship and want to move on. You know deep down that to accept and embrace where you are now, you need to let go of the past to move forward. Finding closure may be an intensely personal journey, something you need to manage through journaling, visualization, energy work, and therapy. fucking rude. But like, here's the thing about all these tarot cards. They didn't give me any new information. I fucking know this all already. You're not help. I'm already doing all that shit. You're not helping me. You're just telling me I have an issue that I already know I have. I officially hate tarot. I'm over it. Janin.
I need to dig out.
So rude.
Rude. I need to dig out my tarot cards. I bought tarot cards back in college. And I bought a sketchbook to go with it. And I bought fancy material at the craft store. And I made my, I did all this not really knowing, but I basically made myself an altar cloth and a tarot bag. Perfect. And a witch book. Cause okay. I went through the tarots and I redrew them all. And wrote down their meanings because I am a audiovisual learner. So if I write shit, I'll remember it better than if I just read shit. So like I did that as a way to memorize the cards. And then when I did do the handful of readings I did in college and whatnot, I would pull out that book and look up each card for what I was reading. So I have everything still. It's actually my little altar is in like a two-door bookcase, like a low bookcase. So it's my ofrenda, my altar. And then in the bookcase underneath the cloth is actually like a bunch of old office supplies and my tarot stuff. So I think I'm gonna rehome all the office shit and just like make that my altar space with supplies. So which I'm looking into purchasing, you know, herbs and more rocks and stuff. We should go to the rock store in Ann Arbor.
I fucking cannot stop buying shit. I cannot stop. I buy witch shit like multiple times a week, every week. I can't fucking stop myself.
Well, welcome to start buying me shit if you want.
Okay. What things do you want? Where do you want to focus? There's so many foci.
I know. I need to read my books. What do I have on my wish list right now? I have like herbs for witchcraft, herb kit for Wiccan pagan, Wiccan rituals. Mm-hmm. I think on my other list I have a set of rocks. Hold on, where's my other list? A chakra chain, a little box of rocks, a bunch of mini glass jars to like keep shit in, candles, candle holder, an altar cloth and goddess statue. So,
holy fucking shit.
Mortar and pestle.
Hang on. I have a mortar and pestle and I never use it. Nothing is more important than this. If you think cheese boards are nice, wait till you try a jarcuterie. It's a like cheese and meats and pickles all cute in a little jar. It's a charcuterie. I'm just going to send it to you.
That's cute. Yeah, send it to me. I can't see it. Oh. Charcuterie. I like it.
Charcuterie. You just have to see the picture. It's so goddamn cute.
I think I'm going to buy 50... rainbow tea lights right now and that tea light spinner.
Do it. Yeah, no, I burn different colored chime candles all the time. I buy chime candles constantly, you know, like the little ones.
Yeah. Do you burn the whole candle down or just till you're done speaking your intention?
I try to burn them all the way down because I feel bad about I don't actually think that I need them to burn all the way down for like the spell to work or whatever. But what I feel bad about is getting rid of them, throwing them in the trash.
Yeah. Cause you don't want to reuse a candle for a different intention.
Right.
So,
but I did make up a new trash ritual, which is they're like, you should bury your candles. Well, I just get cheap candles that have like paraffin in them and shit. You're not supposed to bury that. That is bad for the environment. So then I have my new candle throwaway ritual, which is this. I get a bunch of like leaves and detritus and dirt. I just like grab a handful of what's on the ground and I put it all in a plastic bag with the candles and I close it and I thank them for the work that they did for me. And that's how I throw them away. I put them with the earth in a bag and thank them. And then I don't put them in the garbage in my house. I put them directly in the can outside. So that is my candle throwaway ritual. But in order to avoid having to do that, I just try to let them burn all the way down.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Cool, cool.
We can find a shirt or something that says fire hazard witch. That would be hilarious.
We know plenty of t-shirt people. I'm sure we can get one made for you. So I did something this weekend.
What'd you do?
I ordered a gallon of margarita from Chili's. Ooh,
yeah.
That Scott, someone posted a story on it. I think it was actually Thursday morning. Someone was like, oh my God, Chili's is selling gallon margaritas now. And I was like, what? And I went right to their website and sure as shit, ours, Brighton One had it. I called Scott. I was like, what do you want from Chili's tonight? Let's get Chili's tonight. How about you want some Chili's tonight? And he's like, why do you want Chili's tonight? You don't like Chili's as much as I do. I was like, gallon margarita. He was like, okay. So I got myself a gallon of margarita and then I told the whole world about it. And then other people went and got gallon margarita this weekend. Also posted pictures on Facebook and tagged me. So I still have 60 ounces left. Okay. So I've had about three or four tonight sitting here with y'all.
There is this shirt that says caution witch with fire. I think it's a much funnier to be like, yes, I'm a fire hazard. I'm a witch that catches shit on fire.
We can get someone to make that for you.
Yes.
So, all right. What's all is on our list? Do we hit everything?
I noticed. So during the part where we probably should have just been recording because it was so good, I noticed that you edited the toilet out.
Oh. Yeah. So I found this background. It looks like an apartment in Paris.
With the Eiffel Tower right behind her head.
Like the Eiffel Tower literally right behind me. So we know that that apartment actually doesn't really exist. Right. It'd be more in the distance. And so I've been using it at work. And my boss, it was like the first day I was using it. My boss was like, oh, it's really nice. It's a really nice apartment there, Shannon, blah, blah, blah. Is that a toilet in the corner? And I was like, what?
You could totally see the bathroom. Looked,
and there's a fucking bathroom in the picture. So the very edge of the picture, like you see a door and a toilet and a sink. And I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. Right. And so, yes. So,
like, it wasn't super obvious. Like where your eye goes is to like the beautiful bed and the beautiful view.
Yeah. No, you don't even see it. And I'm just like, I thought it was hilarious. I was like, is there anyone on it? Like, did I totally miss someone shitting on a toilet in my Parisian apartment that I keep? So I did edit it out. I pulled up the picture and I cropped it and then reloaded it. So yes, I edited out my bathroom. Cause you do what you gotta do.
You do what right? You gotta do.
What you gotta do.
And then I did have one more news story that was like super fucking important that we have to discuss.
Okay.
Major Biden bit a Secret Service agent and now both the dogs are back in Delaware.
What? Who are they fucking living with in Delaware? Like, they Biden's live in the White House. Who are they living with in Delaware? I mean,
Dr. Jill is traveling, so they have like their dog person for when they are. The dogs don't travel with them; they travel a lot. So the dogs are with their dog person, who's their like dog sitter when they travel. Listen, you don't just get to bite Secret Service guys.
I'm choking at a jelly bean right now. Give me a second.
No, when I first saw this story, I was like, I have got to know the details.
I trust that dog more than I trust the Secret Service men. Like, I'm pretty sure I will put money on it that Secret Service man provoked the German Shepherd, who's a 3-year-old puppy, and he fucking showed him who was boss.
He didn't. So, like, later in the day, because this is very fucking important, thank God my friend Kevin understands that these things are very fucking important and was including every update he found. So it did not even break skin or draw blood or anything. It was just a scratch. Like, that was clearly a warning bite.
Yeah. Right?
Like, don't stop. I mean, that to me is like, that dog knew that he's not supposed to bite Secret Service men and was like, stop fucking with me.
Right.
So,
I mean, he could have sicked his balls. Chopper, six balls.
Right.
Like, Major, sick balls. Like, I'm sure he knows that command. All dogs do. So, yeah, I trust that dog more than I trust a human being, quite honestly. So, well, that's very sad for the doggies.
I just opened Facebook and it came up again. And so this person goes, we need to know what that agent did before he or she was bitten. Did they walk up on a dog they didn't know and try to reach over his head and pet him? Did they in any way tease this dog?
Yeah.
But you're not supposed to reach your head. If you don't know a dog, you aren't supposed to reach to pet, mm-hmm. like over the head. You let them sniff first.
Right.
Right. Like, is this person, did they not know how to deal with the dogs?
Did you check Major's Twitter updates? Has there been an update on Twitter?
No.
Because he has a Twitter account, or they have a Twitter account.
They asked about, it was actually asked about at the press conference, and White House press lady Jen was like, the dogs are a very important part of the family. Like, they're not being sent away. Also, they sent Champ away too because he loves being with Major so much.
Yeah.
Because they're buddies. The reason they got Champ, the reason they got Major was because Champ was like slowing down and acting old. And they were like, what can we do to help him?
Right.
And they said, get him a younger friend.
Uh-huh.
And President Joe said that was working, that like Champ really loved Major and that it did help him like be young.
Put some pep in his step. Put the oval poffice.
Yeah.
Woof. Thanks to the possum blank who just reported that Major nipped agent's hand at White House. Injury was extremely minor. No skin puncture, no bleeding. Agent continued duties. We can now woof it from the rooftops. Major is a good boy, but a puppy still. Hashtag innocent. I would like to profusely apologize to nice Secret Service human whose hand I nipped. I did not mean to use my teefies. I was startled by his presence and I did not recognize him. I hope he can forgive me. I am furry saddened by my pup haver. I promise to be good, Major.
Oh.
I guess this is a fan.
I don't think that there's actually an official. But there needs to be an official dog Twitter.
I thought it was official. I followed it right away.
Yeah.
So,
first dogs of the United States. Oh my god. If we put first with FI, it would be Fidotis. Like Fido the dog.
They have Dotis and Codis. So
Fidotis.
Yeah.
Fidotis.
Office of Dotis and Codis, a fan page for Champ Major and Winston Biden.
Gotcha.
Not affiliated with hashtag White House, hashtag First Dogs.
We need the real information. Nothing is more important.
Hashtag innocent. Oh, I love it.
Nothing is more important.
Well, obviously, yeah, we're spending way too much time on our podcast discussing those.
No, this was like the most heartbreaking news. Very much messed me up today. Okay. Oh my God. You know what we didn't discuss at all? But we can make it fast. Meghan and Harry coming out and spilling the tea.
Yes. I didn't watch it, but I've caught enough on Facebook to know what went down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Let's see. Black American woman was highly disrespected by the royal family. She told her husband, we need to get out of this toxic relationship. Her husband stood by her. I'm team Harry and Meghan all the way.
Yeah, I was just going to read that meme from Daughters of Athena. Meghan Markle sets bar for women and mothers. She knew she needed help, asked for it, then removed herself from a toxic environment. And her partner was right there with her, supporting her all the way. This is what a true partnership and self-care look like, even if you have to break a tradition and rock the boat. Good for them.
Good for them.
I mean, I knew major shit had to go down for them to pull the plug on their relationship. So.
Right. Yeah. And Harry said that he doesn't talk to his father at all. And that there is space between him and William.
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah, he got to do what William will never be able to do. I get that.
Yeah, but I mean, I think William feels really like obligated to his role also, you know?
Like, yeah. I mean, they all do, but like William can't pull the plug.
Right.
You know, Harry gets to be in the second. He has the luxury of being able to step away. You know,
they could still have a relationship even with Harry stepping away. It sounds to me like there's like the spaces, I don't know, came across to me that they,
yeah,
I'm making a lot of faces and gestures,
right?
So you guys will just have to guess what that was. Yeah. All
William and Kate kind of disappeared for 10 years too, so I know that they were taking time alone out of the spotlight before getting married and becoming royal officials, you know. Yeah. Like preparing for that life in the spotlight.
Yeah. The other thing was that they had a secret wedding 3 days before their big wedding. Love that. Yeah. Love that for them.
Did they say that? They confirmed that?
Yeah.
That's good.
And that the story that came out that Meghan made Kate cry was actually that Kate made Meghan cry.
Yeah.
Before the wedding. I mean, whatever. Meghan seems fucking awesome and Kate seems like a uptight bitch. I don't. Not just to not be surprising to anyone.
Yeah. I mean, Kate is definitely proper, but the way Kate is super proper reminds me of how Diana was forced to be super proper.
Mm-hmm.
However, people started loving Meghan like they loved Diana. So she was, you know, I mean, Kate is also a normal person. Kate's a civilian.
Right.
But there's something about Meghan, and I don't know if it's because she's a woman of color or an American.
She's fucking charming.
Just that she's fucking charming. She's an actress. So she's,
yeah.
She fucking knows how to play a crowd.
There it is.
That's her fucking job.
Yep.
So, yes, she knows how to woo people. She knows how to turn a crowd on and into her favor. Like, that's what she gets fucking paid to do. So yeah. Kate doesn't.
Also, interestingly, you know, the British press has been so hard on Meghan regardless, and they were like, she's a gold digger, she's a gold digger, she's a gold digger. She fucking had more money than Harry.
Yeah.
Because of acting.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Not gold digger. Don't need his money. Thanks. No, yeah. Thanks.
And then
actually losing money marrying him. So
yes, one of their friends came out and were like, they're fucking soulmates. Like, they're perfect for each other. They're the real deal.
Oh, that's good to hear.
I love that. I want them to be so happy.
I love that journey for them.
I love that journey for them.
Speaking of, I ordered the Moira Crow's Nest pop.
Perfect. Perfect
for myself.
Good.
I did not order two.
That's okay. I ordered that one and the other one.
Good.
I didn't even necessarily want the crow's nest one, but I was like, if Shannon doesn't manage to get it, then I have it and I have an extra.
You know what sold out super quick that day?
What?
There was a Chandler Bing pink bunny pop that was felted. And I put it in my cart, and by the time I got done dicking around looking for other shit, that was sold out.
Mm.
Like, I didn't realize that was going to be a hot commodity and I shouldn't have dicked around.
Yeah. Like, no, I bought the fold in the cheese because that's the one I really wanted. And yeah. I just threw in the Moira one because I was like, you know what?
Why not?
Then I have one because I do love it. Like, I didn't need it, but then if you didn't get one, then I had one.
Yeah. I did get you a pop too that day.
Aw.
So it's sitting here on my desk. I'll give it to you on the 13th when you come to my house for the first time in a year and a half.
You guys. No, it's a year to
actually, year and a month. Yeah, year and a month.
This is our anniversary. Our last one together was March 10th.
Yeah.
And today's March 9th.
Yep.
So this is our like 52 weeks of not being together.
52 weeks of a jank cast. Mm-hmm. Shout out to our friends at Demon Lobster.
Thank you for our jank cast. And yeah, so April 13th is the first Maggie Shannon show back together. There's going to be sparkling wine. There's going to be cheese. There's going to be a fucking cake.
I'm going to have to figure out presents. I'm going to figure out how to re-record us and shit. Cause like, I really love this Zoom recording.
Oh,
I just like, I get an automatic MP3 and I just download it and save it. I don't have to do janky things like.
Yeah, no, I'll bring the other thing, the one that I got for you that's been sitting here for forever, and we can just sit next to your computer and like record it on your computer.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll try it.
We're not going to do it as a Zoom meeting, obviously.
I mean, we could.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We can do this. I actually had that same thought. I was like, we're not going back to recording on a phone, are we?
I don't know. Yeah, we'll have to figure it out.
But we can do this. What kind of computer do you have? We can just do it on, what's it, not Audible. What's that called? Audio, whatever. It's called something.
I have my Adobe Soundboard on my personal laptop. And that's what I edit in. And I believe you can directly record, you can just record in there. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll just plug in our beautiful microphones into your computer. And we'll sit next to each other, but like far enough away because there's cords. And we'll talk right into the Adobe Soundboard, and then you won't have to.
Like a real studio? What? We're going to get our shit together after 9 years?
Clearly, that's a ridiculous statement, but yes. But yeah, we're going to have a fucking goddamn party for Maggie and Shannon are back together.
Yes. So August, April 13th.
That's that day. If you want to send in questions or congratulations or any theme ideas that you have, we would love to hear those. We would love some like ideas for making it special. All right.
Okay. We're just going to cry and hug each other on the couch.
I'm going to open mouth kiss everyone.
That's what I keep saying. Nah.
Yeah. I'll let you sit bisexual on me. I don't even care.
Right. Did I say all the things I wanted you to remind me to do?
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Oh, we had one more show. You wanted me to remind you that you watched Secrets of Sulphur Springs. So that was our one other, is that a rec or just a discussion of something you watched?
No, recommendation. Just rewind a little bit and pretend we're still talking about Doom Patrol. We were looking for something to watch and I stumbled upon that show on Disney Plus, and it turns out kind of being like a family centered show. So it's called The Secrets of Sulphur Springs, and it's about a family who buys and moves into a old rundown hotel. And this hotel kind of reminds me of the Dirty Dancing hotel. Like, it's that type of hotel where people traveled from all over to visit, but it's in the bayou in Louisiana, which is a weird location. But it had springs, like natural springs, and they had some sort of summer camp. So rich, affluent people would come and from all over the United States and visit there for the summer, and their kids would attend the summer camp program and the adults would do whatever they wanted. So this family buys it and with intention to restore and reopen it. And the premise is a girl camper went missing 20 years ago. So back in the 80s, and her ghost haunts the hotel. So mm-hmm. Of course the children that are part of the family, of course, have to become ghost detectives and solve the mystery of her disappearance. So I don't want to give away too much more.
That's okay. That's good.
But it's pretty easy to figure out other people are involved by the end of the first episode. You know, when you get those spidey senses, you're like, that seems suspect.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
sus. That's your deal over there, guy.
I see you.
So So yeah, it's right now it's listed as 6 episodes on Disney Plus. IMDb has it clocking in at 10. So I don't know if they're released weekly because we just discovered it this weekend. So I guess I'll know this Friday if it's a weekly release or if they're all done. But IMDb has it at 10 episodes and they're only 25 minutes long. So if you wanted to power through it at this point, it's a 2.5 hour movie. So, but even at 10 episodes, that's what, 250 minutes. So a 3 hour movie to power through in an afternoon. So yeah.
Sounds cute.
It's cute. So The Secrets of Sulphur Springs. It's cute.
So, nice.
Yeah.
All right. Ready to wrap it up?
Like a dick.
All right, you guys. Find us all of the places to listen to, like iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, all of those. You can listen to us. Also interact with us on Facebook. We love hearing from you, but only if you say nice things. And also same with the, you know, if you want to leave us an iTunes review, 5 stars, say whatever you want though, right? Like 5 stars, they suck bags of dicks.
Literally.
And then you can also interact with us on Twitter. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been episode 289. Did I remember that right? Did I do
it?
Did I do it? 289!
289.
Of that more thing was Shannon and Maggie.
Bye! Bye. Let me see you pop them things, shake them, do the prank. Face down, ass up, that's the way we let you fuck.
What, no short dick man?
No short dick man. It's the Mega Mix! It's the dick and booty Mega Mix! Don't want. Don't want no short sick man. Yeah. We're natural born mixers. Just call us Sir Missa Mixa, Sir Missa Mix a lot.
Girl talk. That's the guy who's really good at that.